There's a group called Friends of Lackawanna that's leading the fight against having this thing declared a non-structure, I guess.
Yeah.
Michelle Dempsey's joining us this morning. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing pretty good. So, obviously, you were at the meeting last night, and it was contentious. Is that one way to describe what happened last night?
That's absolutely one way to describe it. In fact, there were as many people outside the room as in the room who couldn't get in to voice their their opinion on this, and everybody in unison was telling the Dunmore Council not to accept the zoning change that the landfill was proposing, because it was truly in the best interest of one company and one person, and not in the best interest of the community, and that was clear. And they did not even have to consider this issue. It's in the courts. It could have played out in the courts. This was Keystone Sanitary Landfill taking an end run around the legal system, knowing that they had the right people in the right spots on the council to do it.
Well,
unfortunately, those four people showed their faces.
Yeah, the landfill certainly expects that this is going to end up in court. And as Nancy and I were talking about earlier, this is just another something that they can trot out and say, well, Your Honor, even the borough council has decided it's not a structure.
Well, see, the thing is, it's the opposite. Landfills are structures. Landfills are, the state of Pennsylvania has already deemed them structures. The landfill knows that they're a structure. That's why they were trying to get this ordinance passed. They wanted the council to say that they're not a structure, because if they're deemed a structure, which they are, that's what's in the courts right now, Pennsylvania has already said landfills are structures. They're highly engineered structures, so they should have to follow the zoning ordinance code that limits the height of a structure to 50 feet, right?
Right.
So the landfill does not want to be limited to 50 feet, and that's playing out in the courts right now between FOL and the landfill. And so they said, let's get around the litigation. Let's go right to council, because we know we have the votes on council, and let's have them say that landfills are not structures, and then we won't ever, for the history of time, ever have to have a height restriction.
All right, so does this make the court ruling moot? Does the borough supersede anything that the state has found? Because I can't imagine that.
Essentially, that was brought up last night, and essentially, right now, I think they're going to have an action. This is the landfill. They're going to now go back to the court case and say, we think this is moot now because the Dunmore Council changed the zoning code to declare that we're not a structure.
Why would they? And look, this one of these things that we can all just think about. Why would they insert themselves into a process like that? I don't understand. I don't know why council did that.
They did not have to. They could have tabled it. They could have said, this isn't our business. They could have said, we don't accept this change. Let it play out in court. They did not have to. I think that they were advised improperly from their lawyer, Tom Cummings. And I think that the reason that it even got there was because the owner of the landfill knew that four people, Michael Hayes, Carol Scrimali, Michael McHale, and Tom Enit, would vote for them no matter what. Like, truly, if you had heard the testimony last night, you would have your face would have fallen. The reaction in that room was just one of absolute appall.
No, did you guys
every vote there was for the community?
Did you know that vote was going to go that way? Did you have an inkling? Was that a shock? Was there anything that was surprising?
Well, here's the surprise. Michael Hayes, Michael McHale, two of the people who voted in favor of the landfill last night, actually ran on a platform that was anti-expansion and anti-landfill. So the people elected them because they promised that they would be anti-landfill and anti-expansion.
That is so,
right?
I was going to ask you that question. I mean, because people, this has been an issue for quite some time. So you're saying that they actually ran on the fact that they said that they would not be supporting
100%.
That.
And were they not confronted 100%. With that last night? Like, how did they reconcile that? Did someone bring up the fact that
they were confronted, but
they
didn't have to say anything last night.
Yeah.
They did not have to respond to any comments, but absolutely the people in the audience reminded them of that over and over again.
Yeah.
And still, when push came to shove, they ripped off their masks and exposed themselves as puppets to one person, Lewis DeNaples, and their obedience has just killed Dunlop.
All right, so if the landfill now is able to make the point in court that the being in court is moot now because the council has deemed this to be a non-structure, is this the landfill trying to run out the clock here? I mean, do you have lawyers working for you that are you're not paying, that are working pro bono, or are they hoping to just outspend you?
We have lawyers who are amazing, and they, you know, of course, we're talking about a billionaire, and we're being funded by the community,
right?
So, you know, of course, this is a lopsided, argument, but we're never going to give up. I'll tell you that. We're never going to give up. We're going to do everything we can. But what happened last night made our fight infinitely harder, right? Because what the council is now let KSL do is grow as high as they want ever. At one point, this proposal was so high, what they wanted to do, what the landfill was proposing, was going to be so high they were going to need lights on the top of it so the airplane flying into Avoca Airport wouldn't hit it. And it was only through community effort that they agreed to back down a little bit.
So the meeting...
Now they have no restrictions whatsoever. The meeting.
The meeting ends last night. Is it a crowd of people walking out just looking at their shoes? Because I can't understand why it didn't turn into pitchforks and torches.
Well, there were absolutely, we all try to be, you know, respectful and keep our cool.
Right.
You know, you do. But, you know, there was definitely some emotion at the end of that meeting and people yelling. But it was more, this has been 5 years of a community, you know, basically saying 5 years of a community fighting hard in the best interest of the community. And that's what council took an oath to protect, by the way, the best interests of the community. And this is the community saying loud and clear that we, you know, this is something we don't want. It's not good for our health. There was a woman who stood up and talked about her son who just got over a very rare form of cancer. And she said to them, we shouldn't be doing things in our community that are going to, you know, risk our health. We should be trying to make decisions that are only going to lead to a healthier and brighter future. You know, we have said loud and clear, this is not what we want. Dunmore will, this expansion goes through. This landfill now can be as high as it wants. Dunmore is going to slowly lose everything. Like, our property values are going to sink. I'm telling you, I've talked to people, young people, who are watching this and saying, if this goes through, I'm leaving Dunmore when I can make my decision. I'm not raising my family there. I'm not moving back to the area. I'm moving out.
It won't just be Dunmore. It'll be Northeast Pennsylvania. It won't just be Dunmore.
It hurts everybody. That's the thing. I mean, I feel bad for the people at Dunmore, but this is not something that only affects Dunmore.
And the thing is, you know, this requires people in the right seats to do the right thing, right? And I think the message I want to get out here is your local government is everything, right? Get the right people there, because the special interests have been stacking these seats for a long time, right? And that's how all this stuff happens. Watch your solicitors, watch your council members, your board members, your zoning hearing board, your planning boards, your councils, because that's where the rubber hits the road. The people thought they had the votes. We elected based on what people told, you know, we elected our council members based on the promises they made, which was anti-expansion, which was, you know, we're against the landfill. And at the nth hour, when we needed their votes, they showed their faces.
That is, to me, what is so amazing is that at the very least, they should have butted out. At the very most, if you're there to represent the people, it seems like they should have said it is a structure. So I think a lot of people are flabbergasted by what happened.
And they should be. It is flabbergasting. There is nothing about this that isn't absolutely slap you in the face. Flabbergasted.
Well, slap you in the face, including interaction with the DEP. They're ready to roll over at the drop of a hat. They have already.
Let's be honest. The DEP is a captured agency. They have been in bed with KSL for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. They're as complicit as they are in everything that they do. The DEP is truly, at least the Northeast Pennsylvania regional DEP, is a joke. And they're going to do whatever the landfill wants. Anybody who's been following this, who's been at these meetings, when the community talks to the DEP, it's like they're talking to the landfill, to Keystone Sanitary Landfill. So we cannot count on them. We've been counting on the people, you know, in the community, the people who represent the community, to protect us. And this was the chance. There were so many ways they could have gotten around this. They did not even have to be sitting there last
right.
night.
They didn't have to get themselves involved. It's like they purposefully put themselves in a position to strengthen an argument of that business as opposed to the people that they were representing. It's wild.
They got in that position because let's be honest, Louis de Naples knew he had the votes and said, let me get around this and put this court thing to bed. And, you know, and this is what happens. This is what happens when we let people, you know, when we
let people. But you said two of them ran on a different platform. So in that case, people did try to do what they tried to do. So,
see, you know, what else could people do? When you have people running for office who tell you, we support what you want, elect us, and we're going to stand against this landfill, we're going to protect our community, we are anti-expansion, we are on the record. We're on the record, and we're running on a platform that we're going to protect you. And then the moment we need them, they rip off their mask.
So do you think it was a lie when they were running, or do you think something changed their mind?
What else could it be? Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
I know what a lot of people think.
We don't know.
I think everybody listening to this can draw their own conclusion. Right. You ran saying you were anti-expansion, and then the moment, you know, you need to actually show that you're anti-expansion, when the vote counts, the minute the vote counts, you make a decision that benefits one company and one person. That's it. This is almost unheard of, to change a zoning ordinance. I just really want to make this point. It is unheard of, not just in this community, across the state, across the country, to change a zoning ordinance to benefit one company. That's it.
Yeah,
that is unheard of.
You say the fight continues. We'll keep in touch with you, Michelle Dempsey, Friends of Lackawanna, on last night's
Thank
vote
you.
In Dunmore. Thanks for checking in with us. We do appreciate it.
Appreciate the time. Thanks a lot.
Sure.